Just a few halakhot, the laws of Sukkot. Chel Ovadia is posek in Chazon Ovadia on Daf Chaf Kufchet in Halakha Dalet. Achilat kezayit pat pesukah b'lel chag Sukkot shi chova sarich le'echol ota achar sheyeh laila vaday dehainu achar sita kochavim. Jesus, a person should fulfill the mitzvah the first night when it's night. That's after sita kochavim v'afilu et palil arbit me'be'od yom. Let's say they prayed arbit early, like the people do on their Shabbat, etc. They keep it on a Tosefet Yom Tov. Lo yochal ad shetechshach. Friends should not eat until it gets dark. Ki kiyuma mitzvah sirik liyot balayla. Viyochal et kezayit apat pesukah kodem hasot alayla. So that's just giving you the parameters. So really, the chetachila, once you try to eat the kezayit, let's say lefachot, if he waits 40 minutes after sunset, if he wants to be mahmir, so he would wait 72 minutes after sunset, but that's already difficult because a person has family and you're going to be matriach them. But the solution to that is, so he could make the sa'udah whatever time you want, 40 minutes, and then when 72 minutes comes, so you take another piece of kezayit and you eat it after 72 minutes in order that you can fulfill the shitab rabbeinu tam, especially when it comes to a mitzvah. So that's the solution. You don't have to be matriach everybody and tell them we have to wait and all that. The person keeps cognizant of the clock and he knows once the Rabbeinu Tam comes, which the Rabbeinu Tam is about 8 o'clock on the night of Sukkot. So therefore, you know, at 8 o'clock, take another kezayit and the Shem, the mitzvah, and Yokev. And he should try to eat it before Hatzot. Ve'im ne'enas ve'lo achal kezayit kodem Hatzot alayla or she'yavdu geshamim. Say, rain the first night. Ve'lo pasku ela achar Hatzot alayla. And it didn't stop until after Hatzot. Yochal achar chatzot laila. They can eat the kezayit after chatzot. Person sees it stop, goes into sukkah after chatzot, and eat the kezayit. But lo yibarech leshev besukkah, ela imken ochel yotem mekabetza. Which means, on the first night, already since there's a chayuv, a person can make the shev besukkah even on a kezayit. But already after that, the halakha says you only make the shev besukkah if you're eating a kabetza. So therefore, after chatzot already, since you have an issue, so therefore you only make the shev if you're eating a kabetza. Now the chetahila, the custom is on the night of Sukkot to eat a kezayit, and preferably it's proper to eat a kabetza to fulfill all the opinions. So therefore, it's 1 ounce minimally. The person wants to be mahmir to have 2 ounces, but tovu man na'im, and therefore, a person should be careful. That the eating of the bread on the Leil Sukkot is the most significant, like Leil Pesach. You shouldn't get caught up. You should pay attention. And before you eat it, you have a kavanah now for about to fulfill a mitzvah deoraita, tutu mahagamasot, and you eat the kezayit or the kabetza, and you'll be yotzei. Eat it off the bat. Don't wait unless you're going to have a kezayit later on, like we said, according to the Rabbeinu Tam.